Okay, up next will be Oregon coach Dana Altman. We'll call out to him here in a few minutes and have him online as soon as we can.
Interior defense, who's the best that you've seen, even if it's been in short stretches, who's the best at defending that kind of five spot this year for you?
On our team?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough question. I'm not sure anybody's given us the consistency to say, you know, they're the best. You know, they've all had moments, you know, when they've done a good job. But I don't know if we have anyone that I would consider even, you know, that much difference in the guys that we've played in there, Andrew. I would say Ben Carter probably is the best in positioning. Rich has got us some steals in there. Wade's blocked a few shots, but, you know, I wouldn't say any one of them, you know, has separated themselves so that I could make a decision on playing time in that regard.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Dana, you faced a couple of good perimeter scorers last week in Wallace and Randall from the Bay Area teams, and now you get Roberto Nelson at Oregon State Sunday. Does it kind of seem like every week, especially at the guard spots, you've got somebody to shut down?
Well, you know, we, in our three losses, we have done a poor job. You know, Booker and Dinwiddie from Colorado had big games. Matthews had a huge game against us. And then Randall and Brown both had really good games against us. So we have not done a good job with our interior defense, with our perimeter defense. And because of that, you know, we're looking at 1-3. And you know, I think we've scored enough points. We've done some good things. But to answer your question, yeah, Nelson is a concern. You know, because we have not done a good job in our last three ball games of getting people slowed down.
When you assess the defensive struggles that you're going through, is there any one thing that's kind of prominent above everything within that problem, Dana?
No, we kind of reach the full spectrum. You know, We're trying to get it focused down to a few things, but, you know, right now I can't say that, you know, we're doing a good job in any phase defensively. You know, I've been saying that for a month, 6 weeks, you know, because I just felt like we were outscoring people. But, you know, now, you know, it's really taken a hold. Our team knows it. Now it's just, you know, whether we're tough enough to do something about it.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, you mentioned the game that Matthews had against you on Thursday against Cal. Mike Montgomery seems to be able to find these players who maybe aren't necessarily heavily recruited or heavily lauded and turn them into real players. What does he do so well once they get on campus for him?
Well, Mike's had a lot of experience, you know, getting players to step up and play a role. You know, and I think he's done a good job. Matthews had a big game against us. You know, coming into the game, he was struggling a little bit. He got his first couple shots down and had a career game against us. And then against Oregon State, he didn't shoot it quite well. And that's typical of a lot of freshmen, how they'll step up and, you know, get their confidence going for a game. Maybe not able to produce that game in, game out. But Mike does a tremendous job of getting guys to play roles and fill those roles. And you know, that's what he's done. He's got a couple players hurt and guys have stepped up off the bench. And Matthews had a big game against us. I believe one of the other players off the bench had a big game against Oregon State. So, you know, they've done a good job of having guys step up.
Great, Coach. Thanks.
Your next question comes from Jay Reese, the Biggest Little Sports Talk Show in Oregon.
Hi, Coach Altman. Could you talk about in terms of officiating, the differences you've seen with the enforcement of contact and hand-checking and the points of emphasis this year?
Well, I think there's been a tremendous difference, definitely on the block charge rule, the hand-checking and driving the ball to the basket. I think those are the main two areas that I've seen. I haven't seen much difference in the freedom of movement concept that they talked about, but definitely in the block charge, you know, there's very few charges called. You have to be set, and most of the offensive fouls have come from the driver using his arm to push off rather than, you know, a positioning foul. And definitely the hand checks, you know, have really been called much tighter.
Do you care for the play calling for basically continuous motion, the habitual try, which precedes the actual attempt?
Well, you know, I think they've been pretty consistent with it. You know, if that's their direction that they're going to go, then, you know, as long as they're consistent with it, you know, I think it's okay. You know, it's more of the NBA type deal where, you know, if you start that shooting motion in any way, it's a two-shot foul. And, you know, from what I've seen, I think they've been pretty consistent with that.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Dana, thanks for your time. Good luck on Sunday.
All righty, thanks.
Okay, we'll see you.